All right, so we're going to start from the Mishnah at the bottom of Chaf Beis Amud Bet. There, the Mishnah discusses, and we're going to see in the Gemara in a minute what seems to be some inconsistencies. The first it says, "Akol k'sherim l'chtov." Anybody can write a get, right? Afilu cheresh shote v'katan. Even a cheresh shote and katan, which the Gemara in general uses those as a terminology or term for people that are lav b'nei dayanin, right? People that don't have das. Aisha kotevet et kita. This we brought as a proof on the previous daf, actually, that a woman can write her own get. Ve'ish kotev et shovro. And the man can write his own receipt from the woman saying that that she received her ksuba and that she received her get. She'en kium a get ela b'chotmav. That a get's only validated, or only becomes a valid get through the signatures, through the signatories on the get. So now the Gemara asks right off the bat, v'ha'alav b'nei de'anin hu? How could it be that a cheresh, shote, v'koton are valid to write a get if they are not b'nei de'anin hu? So Amar Rav Huna. So now Rav Huna is going to try to solve the problem according to, at least the way Rashi is learning, according to Rabbi Elazar. We know that Rabbi Elazar believes that Eide Mitzira Karte, right? And then Rav Huna is going to try to explain, according to Rabbi Elazar, who believes that Eide Mitzira Karte also believes that you need what's called Ketiva Lishma, that the get itself must be written Lishma, and it must be written by B'nai Deah. I mean, the actual writing of the get must be that way. We know that according to Rabbi Meir, who believes that Chatima Se'edim Karte, that the signatures of the Edim is what, you know, causes the get to be valid, he only requires the Chatima, the signing, to be Lishma, but he does not require the Ketiva to be Lishma or the Ketiva to be done by B'nai Deah. So now Rav Huna, this question, V'hala B'nai Deah Ninhu, right, Tosos mentions over here, that's according to Rav Elazar, we're asking this, and that's the way Rav Huna is going to explain it according to Rav Elazar. Because according to Rav Elazar, which the cut of law in the Pasuk refers to the actual get document itself, then how could a Chereshot and Katan write it? So Amar Rav Huna, V'hu Shia Gadol Omed Al Gabav. That's only if there's a Gadol who's standing over them ensuring that they write it Lishma. So by having a Gadol Omed Al Gabav, we can now ensure that it's written Lishma, and that will qualify to make it into a Ktiva that is valid for Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, when it says at the end of the Mishnah, what are you going to do at the end of the Mishnah? If you set up this Mishnah like Rabbi Elazar, it says at the end of the Mishnah, Shein kium get ele bechotmav. The kium get is only bechotmav. Rashi points out that's going to be because he says, Sheifa da amar ein kium get ele bechotmav, hainu eide misira. That's referring to the eide misira. The rov gitin nimsarim bifnei achotmim. That the on rov, the people who sign the get, are the people who are also the eide misira. And so when it says bechotmav, it doesn't mean literally the signatories because they are signing the get, but signatories because they are the Eide Mesira. So Amar Le Rav Nachman El Me'ato, if you suggest that that's the case, Oved Kochavim V'Yisrael Omed Al-Gabav. What happens if you have a non-Jew and then you have a Yisrael Omed Al-Gabav, just like we did with the Cheresh Shotem and Katan? Shouldn't that suffice to create a get Lishma? Hachanami the Kosher. So it's over here, it should be a Kosher get. If you want to suggest that is the case, we have a braisa that explicitly says Ovei Kochavim Pasul. Ovei Kochavim cannot write a get. So if you think that having Yisrael Omed Al Gabav is sufficient, right, for when someone is not necessarily qualified to make Lishma, then why shouldn't it also work with a Ovei Kochavim? So my answer is that for Rav Huna answers, Ovei Kochavim Ledatid Enaf She'avod. A Ovei Kochavim works on his own, meaning that he has his own works on his own volition, as Rashi says, because he's a gadol and he has das. So therefore, he thinks or he does what he wants. And even if there's Yisrael Omed Al Gabav, that doesn't guarantee it's done lishma. But when you're dealing with a cheresh shote v'katan that are not the b'nei deah, then a gadol Omed Al Gabav can impose, right, a certain das or lishma that they will follow in order to create the get or the proper get at hand. So now, Tosfos, I'll just point out, there's two Tosfos. There's one Tosfos here on the left here, Oved Kochavim Lazati Nafshik Avid, right across from where we are in the Gemara. He says, Tema the Ri, because actually we have the Gemara discusses by Mila that we require, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you require Mila Lishma, just like we require a get to be cut of Lishma, we also require a Mila Lishma. And even so, over there, the Gemara says that a non-Jew can give a milah. So how could it be that a non-Jew can give a milah and qualify for milah lishma? And over here, a non-Jew cannot write a get and qualify lishma. So Tosfos says that the Ri, Omer Ri, the Hadamar ledatei nafshei avid, when it says that he does it his own volition, or he makes his own decisions, it's hanush oseh stam, that he does it without any thought, without any lishma. So when an Ovid Kachavim does it, he does it lishstam, just without any thought or without any imposing of kavana over what he's doing. And therefore, by a get, right, a get, the underlying assumption is lav lishma koi, that it's not generally done lishma, right? Our underlying assumption is that when you write a get, a person just writes a get, they don't write it lishma. Therefore, if a Ovid Kachavim does it stam, it won't work. As opposed to that, mila stama lishma koim, that a mila in general is done lishma, because why else would you give a mila, right, as opposed to a get? So Tosfos says that a Ovid Kachavim is the equivalent of being neutral. He does nothing. It's stam. So now the question is, what's the status of a get, and what's the status of a mila? So that's why you say stam mila is lishma, and stam get is lo lishma. And therefore, the Ovid Kachavim will have different outcomes in these two situations. So that's interesting. One important Tosfos. Now, the Tosfos on the previous Amud also has an interesting question. In general, he deals with, how is it that, for instance, by shchita, when we say shchita, we say that a gadol omed al gabav, when you have a gadol that's omed on and making sure that a kadon does shchita, it's a kosher shchita, and the Gemara says that's only according to the one who says that you don't need kavana by shchita. So why? Over here you need lishma by get, and we say that a gadol omed al gabav works, and yet by shchita, when you have gadol omed al gabav, we don't say that works for kavana. What's the difference between shchita and get that allows this to happen? So then Tosfos says, well, that has to do with what the gadol is doing. By get, the gadol is instructing them to write lishma, and by shchita, he's not teaching them, you know, how to do it with kavana. He's just teaching, ensuring that they cut or they do the shchita. But now he asks, then Tosfos asks from chalitza. We have by chalitza that a shota is not qualified to do chalitza, even with a gadol omed al gabav. And how come over there, right, it doesn't work, and over here by our get it says it works? So Tosfos says that a get is different because it's minkara milsa. It's a very interesting line. Tosfos says by a gadol omed by gavav, by get, by the fact that the outcome of what the shota does is what? He writes the name of the woman, the name of the man, the name of the city. We know that's lishma. What's lishma by get? Lishma by get is that it's done for this specific person and, you know, these two particular people, and the get's done specifically for them. So if the gadol omed al gavav, we can ensure that he's doing it lishma because we know what we see what he writes. We understand what he's putting into the get. So it's easy to see the minkara, he calls it minkara milsa. By chalitza, that's not the case. It's never clear if that's right. His intent, even by shota, is correct because there's no way to verify exactly what he's doing or the outcome of what he's doing. And then Tosfos adds an interesting line is that we've seen before, and we're going to see this later in today's daf, that an Ovid Kachavim is possible by get because he is not lav b'nei kritut dinhu. They're not involved in the parsha of kiddushin and gerushin. So how come over here the Gemara is saying the reason that Ovid Kachavim is possible is because he does he says midatid in afshe of it. He does it at his own volition. What happened to the fact that he's not involved in gitin? They're lav b'nei kritut dinhu. So Tosfos says that we only say lav b'nei kritut dinhu when it's dealing with shliach, shlichus, and edus. That's when we say that you have to be involved in the parsha. But when it comes to writing the ksivat aget can be done by anybody. And that's what Tosfos says. It does not even require shlichus from the Baal. The Baal doesn't have to send anybody, doesn't have to direct anybody. We need the Baal's permission, of course, and we need the Baal to say yes, otherwise it's not a get, because then he's not Megari Shlisha. We can't, you know, have him divorce without his, you know, instruction or clear instruction. But the fact that the ktiva is not involved in shlichus and not involved in vedus, therefore does not posel a Ovid Kachavim off the bat. The only thing that posel him is that he can't create the aspect of lishma. So that's the position of Rav Huna. So we just completed the position of Rav Huna is that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar. And if it's Rabbi Elazar, we need Ketiva Lishma. And how do we accomplish Ketiva Lishma? By Gadol Omed Al Gabav. We have a Gadol ensuring that the Cheresh Shotev and Katan are writing it Lishma. So now Rav Nachman comes along and is going to reject this and say our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Hadar Amar Rav Nachman, Bab Milsi. That which Rabbi Elazar suggested is incorrect. De Amrei, Mitekal Pasul Leiduk Ovid Kachavim Le'inin Havah. In the next Mishnah, which is the Mishnah later on in this Omud, we say that an Ovid Kachavim is unable to be a shliach for a get. Michlal, from that we can infer to the inyan ktiva kosher, that for writing he is kosher. So now, if for writing he's kosher, what are you going to do with the brisa? We said we had a brisa that said Vatanya obi kachavim posel, that he's right inappropriate or unable to write a get. So Rav Nachman says, Hahi Rabbi Lazehi. That's not a problem. That's Rabbi Elazar, the Amar Ede Mesira Karte, Ubi'inan Ktiva Lishma. So the author of the Braisa who says, Ovi Kachavim is Pasul, that's Rabbi Elazar, who says, Ede Mesira Karte, and then when the Pasul says Vikatov, it means literally the get, the contents of the get, need to be done Lishma, and therefore Ovi Kachavim does not qualify. Why? Vahavade Ovi Kachavim, Adate Nafshe Kavit. Ovi Kachavim definitely does it on his own volition, and therefore he cannot qualify the Shema. But as far as our Mishnah is concerned, why can a Cheresh Shot V'Katan write the get in our Mishnah? Because who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir believes when it says V'Katav in the Pasuk, it means on the Chatimas Edim, on the signing of the Edim. But the contents of the get can be written by anybody. It can be pulled out of the garbage, we're going to see in a second, and used. I mean, it's only the signing that must be done Lishma, not the Ktiva to get. And that's why a Cheresh Shot V'Katan are qualified. That's why a woman can write it. And that's why in the end, that's the last line of the Mishnah. She'ein kiyum get ela b'chutmav. That's Shittat Rabbi Meir. That what? That's how you get a qualified get, is by through the Chatima Sa'idim. So now, Amar, Rashi says this next line in the Gemara is an independent line. Right? You could see how he has. There's another way to read this Gemara. I didn't read it that way. But that's the previous line in the Gemara. V'havadai ob d'chom edatenavshik alvid is a question. And then this becomes the answer to that question. The easier way to read it, and this is the way that Rashi presents this first, is that this is a new independent statement. And then the Gemara will continue from this independent statement. Amrav Nachman, Omer Hai Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir used to say, Afilu Matzo Be'ashpa. Even if you find a get in the garbage, Chatmo, and then you had it signed, Lishma, V'nat Nola, Kasher, it works. Because what does Rabbi Meir believe? Rabbi Meir believes that you only need the Ketiva Lishma as a reference to the signing of the Edim, not a reference to the contents of the get. So you can have generic get, gitin, printed up, right? Or you can have any get written up, and then you can give it to the woman. And when you give it to the woman, as long as it's signed Lishma, that's valid. So now, Eitz Pei Rava the Rav Nachman. So Rava challenged the position of Rav Nachman that when it comes to the fact that the Rabbi Meir only needs the Chatim Lishma, is this true? It says in the Pasuk, V'katov la Lishma. Says that you must write it Lishma. That sounds like you must write the get Lishma. So my la v'ktiva te get. That's when the pasuk says v'katav la, it's referring to the contents of the get. So the Gemara says, no, achatimat edim. That's how Rabbi Meir learns. When he says v'katav la, katav means that they signed it Lishma, not katav the contents of the get, but the ktiva ta edim, meaning that the edim signed it, that they did it Lishma. Now, etave Rava challenges it from another Mishnah. Ko get shenichtav shelo lishim isha pasul. Any get that's not written for the woman, the particular woman, is pasul. That sounds exactly like, what? Rabbi Elazar's position. So what does Rabbi Meir do with this? So Ema, you have to amend the Mishnah to read, Shenechtam shelo lishum isa pasul. Not that shenichtav, but rather shenechtam, that was signed, not for the woman, is pasul. So Eitvei challenges him from another Mishnah. Kushuhu kodvo, when he writes the get, ki ilu kodvo lishma. It's as if he wrote it lishma. So Myla, what's the explanation of this? Kishu kod volu toreif, when he writes the important parts, the essential parts of the get lishma, kilo kod volu tofish lishma, it's as if he wrote, or we assume that he writes the entirety of the get lishma. So that would suggest again that there was a requirement of ktiva, there's a requirement of writing the get lishma, which is like Rabbi Elazar. So lo, the Gemara says no. Kishu kod mo lishma, kilo kod volu lishma. Now that, what does it mean when you say kishu kod vo, kilo kod volu lishma? It means once the get is signed lishma, it's as if the whole get is lishma, because the signatures make it everything, and there's no requirement on the contents of the get to be written lishma. So as soon as it's signed lishma, it's as if the get is totally valid, according to Rabbi Meir. Okay, so now, up to this point, we have two answers to explain the Mishnah. We have Rav Huna, who explains it according to Rabbi Elazar, and he again explains the Mishnah of Cheresh Shot V'Katan is that Gadol Omer Al Gabav. Rav Nachman, who says the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and because that's why we don't require Ketiva Lishma. That's the whole point, that you don't need Ketiva Lishma, and therefore anybody can write a get. Now we're going to have a third answer, V'i Bayit Ema. This is a third possibility of how to explain our Mishnah. Hani Masnisin Mani Rabbi Lazahi. That this Mishnah is, again, back to being Rabbi Lazar. Damar Ede Misira Karte. So now what are you going to do with the fact that a Cheresh Shot V'Katan are writing it? How do you get to Lishma here? V'yud Amar Shmo V'hu Shishir Makom HaTorif. No problem. And our Mishnah is talking about a case where they wrote everything except the essential parts. They left out the essential parts of the get. So they wrote the generic parts of the get, the Cheresh Shot V'Katan, where we don't require Lishma, and they left open the Torah. And since they left open the essential parts, that allows the ben das, or someone who has to write lishma, come and fill in the essential parts of the get. Again, the same answer, v'rab alazar hi. And that's according to Alazar, that edem isira karte. Now, v'rabi zrika, marabi ochne ino Torah. That's not Torah. So it says, my ain't a Torah. What does it mean that it's not Torah? Amrei Rabbi Ava, kan ho diachash en koach lishma. No, our Mishnah is telling us that you do not need to write it lishma. V'Rabbi Meir he, and it's according to Rabbi Meir, the Amr Edei Chatima Karte, that says that the only thing that's essential is that the Edei Chatima right, make the get valid, and they are the only thing that needs to be lishma. Now the Gemara says, V'Hama Rabbi Barchana Am Rabbi Yochanan, we saw this together, right, on the previous, on Chof Aleph, right, that Rabbi Barchana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar he. Rabbi Lazar is the author of the Mishnah, the previous Mishnah about Mechubar, that was Rabbi Lazar. So if he's the author of the Mishnah, it sounds like he's the author of all the Mishnayos. So here we have Rabbi Yochanan saying that Rabbi Lazar is the author of Mishnah, and now we have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan saying that it's Rabbi Meir. Gemara says, Amorai Ninhu. Those are two different Amorayim, but leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. You have Rabbi Barbarchano quoting Rabbi Yochanan saying it's Rabbi Lazar, and you have Rabbi Zrika quoting Rabbi Yochanan who's saying that it is Rabbi Meir. So again, two possibilities of who's the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir. We have Rav Huna, who presents it as being Rabbi Lazar and solving the problem with Gadol Omed Al Gabav. We have the other, the Ibai Seima, where we say it's Rabbi Lazar, and that solved the problem by Yehuda Mashmul that they left blank the essential parts of the get, and that was filled in later by a Ben Dat to make it Lishma. And the other possibility is it's Rabbi Meir. Now we had Rav Nachman explain it's Rabbi Meir, and that's why we don't need Ketiva Lishma. And we had Rav Zrika in the name of Rabbi Yochanan say the same thing, that that's the author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, because that's why you don't Echer Shot V'Katan, anybody can write it. And that's the last line of the Mishnah, Shein Kiyom HaGet, El B'Chutmav, which is exactly the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Okay, now the next Mishnah. So now we talked about Ketiva HaGet, now we're going to talk about Shlichut HaGet, how you get the get, can you send the get. It says, Hakok Sherim Laviat HaGet. Anybody can bring a get, meaning anybody can bring the get on behalf of the husband to the wife, or anybody can accept the get on behalf of the woman. If she appoints him as a shliach lekabbalah, anybody can do that. Chutz, Mecheresh, Shote, V'Katan, V'Suma, V'Ovi, Kochavim. Right, there are exceptions. Cheresh, Shote, V'Katan, which is our list from Bnei B'Neida, a Suma, a blind person, and Ovi, Kochavim, a non-Jew. Now, the Gemara will go through what the issues are with each of these. Kibel HaKatan, the Higdil. What happens if the Katan accepted the Shlichut, and before he delivered the get, he became a Gadol? He had his bar mitzvah between the time he got the get and he got it to the woman. Cheresh, or he was, right, a Cheresh when he received the get, v'nit pakeach, and then he became healthy before he gave the get. Suma, v'nit patach, right, or he was blind, and he got his sight back prior to giving the get. Shote, v'nishtafa, or he was a Shote, right, he was incapacitated somehow mentally. V'nishtafan, and he became of clear mind, and he delivers the get. Obi kachavim v'nitkayer, a non-Jew, and he converted before giving the get. Pasul. In all of these instances, it's pasul, because when they were appointed to be shlichim, they were invalid. Now, aval. Pikeach v'nitcharesh v'chazer nitpikeach. Someone was, right, fine, healthy, then they were nitcharesh in the interim, and then they became in pikeach again before they delivered the get. Or patuach, it was someone who had vision. V'nistama, and then he lost his vision. V'chazer nitpatach, and then he gained his vision back before he delivered the get. Shafui, someone who has sound mind. V'nishtata, and he went, lost his mental capabilities. V'chazer nishtafa, and then again he became of sound mind. Kasher, then it's a good get. Why? Zaklal, this is the principle. Koshet chilato v'sofo bedat kasher. As long as one has the proper intent or proper mind frame, when they received it, maybe they became a shliach, and when they delivered it, that's a fine get. That's no problem. Now the Gemara is going to, let's try to understand this. So, bishlama chereshot v'katan, why are chereshot and katan invalid to be shlichim for a get? That makes sense. Delav b'nei dea ninhu. Right? They're not mentally capable. They don't have das to do these things. Ovei kachavim nami, ovei kacham is not qualified to lav bar heterahu, because they're not in the parsha of kiddushin and gerushin. Right, that's what we said before, and as Tosos mentioned before, when it comes to shlichus, and when it comes to edut, you have to be a person who is shayach to that mitzvah. In order to be appointed a shliach, you can only be a shliach if you yourself could have carried out this mitzvah. Right, so therefore, a Ovi Chacham is disqualified, and same with edus. So that's a disqualification. I just point out the Rashi. If you look in the down at the bottom, the first wide line in Rashi, he says, Lav b'nei heterahu, right, that the Ovi Chacham is not bar heterah. This is an interesting lashon. The ein lahem kiddushin, they don't have kiddushin. Ve'ein gittin noah hagim b'hem. And gittim are not noheg b'hem. So it's an interesting, I don't know, he changes his lashon. Why would you say they don't have any kiddushin? And gittim are not noeg bahem. I don't know, why wouldn't you just say ein lehem kiddushin v'gittin? Right? They're not shaykh in the parsha at all. Just, I found it interesting that Rashi changes lashon by kiddushin to gittin. I didn't have any insight on it, but it was just interesting to note. Okay, now the Gemara asks, okay, now we understand why Chereshot v'katan can't be a shliach. We understand why an Ovi Kachamim cannot be a shliach. Elasuma amai lo. Why can't a blind person be a shliach? Amar of Sheshet, the fish ain't no dam, you mean no to low, the mean no to know. Because he doesn't know who he's taking the gift from and to who he is taking it to. I mean that he can't say, I took it from this Baal and I'm giving it to this woman. He doesn't know, he can't see them. So Maskif la Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef, right? And remember Rav Yosef, I think, right? Rav Yosef later on in his life lost his vision. So it's interesting that he's the one who asked the question over here. Heich, suma mutar bishto. How could a blind person ever be married or be mutar with his wife? Because how does he know it's his wife if he can't see her? How can individuals be permitted to be with their wives at night? They can't see them. Ella bitviut eina dekala. Right? But they're able to identify the person through the voice, right, and through the mannerisms of the individual. So hachanami bitviut eina dekala. Same thing over here. A suma can identify a person by the sound of their voice, by their demeanor, sorts of things. That there are other ways to identify a person besides simply seeing them. So why can't a suma be qualified? If in all these other instances we say that it's sufficient even without being able to directly see them, then why shouldn't it be sufficient here for a suma to be a shliach? Elam Rav Yosef, what's the problem with a suma? Hacha b'chutz la'aretz askinan. We're dealing with bringing a get from chutz la'aretz. And what do you need to do when you bring a get from chutz la'aretz? The Baal HaMeimar b'fanai nechtav u'fanai nechtam. That before me it was written and before me it was signed. So that is suma. Can't do. V'lo lamatzi l'meimar. That he can't do. That's something you actually need to see, and that he can't qualify to do. So I'm gonna lay a bot. All right, so the b'fanei nichtav part of it, I don't think is an issue, because we said earlier in the Gemara that even if a shama kul kumusa, that even if you hear the writing by the kumusa, that you can assume it's lishma. I think the problem here is the b'fanei nechtam for the suma, because he can't see the signatures. Meaning that what you're talking about there is that the aide who signs on it, you can read him the get, so he knows what's in it, and then he signs it. So that's a contract. Over here, the suma is testifying that he saw it being signed, and that he can't do. That he just physically can't do. So I think that's the deficit here for the suma. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, well, according to you, Rabbi Yosef, Elamiata, what are you going to do in our Mishnah? Patuach v'nistama. Someone who had vision and then became blind. Demasi Amar hachi. Demasi Amar, that he could say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, because he had vision when he took the get. So you can say it. Hachanami de kosher. He should be kosher. Bahaktani. But our Mishnah says, patuach v'nistama v'chazer v'niftach. Someone who had vision, lost his vision, and then regained his vision kosher. That's the person who's kosher. That works for shlichus, but implying chazar v'niftach in lo chazar v'niftach lo. Only if he regained his vision is he a valid shliach. But if he never regained his vision, he would not be a valid shliach. So why is it here that should work? According to you, if the whole issue is b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, if he had vision when he started, that's sufficient for him to make that statement. So Gemara says, now hu adin ta'afagav de lo chazar v'niftach. Truthfully, even if he didn't gain his vision back, he'd be a kosher shliach. So then why does our Mishnah only say when he gained his vision back? Someone who was shafui, who was of clear mind, then lost his mind, and then regained his mind. That's only when he becomes of clear mind, sound mind again, that he can be a shliach. That's obvious, right? If he's still a shota, he cannot deliver the get. Hello, chazer v'nishtafa, lo. That for sure doesn't work. So because the Mishnah had to set it up that way for Shota and Nishtafa, Tananami Patuach v'nistama v'chazar v'niftach. So in a parallel structure, it said the same thing by vision, losing vision, and regaining vision. But truthfully, he does not need to regain his vision in order to be a good shliach for Suma. So Amar Ravashi, Deka Nami. Our Mishnah is also Meduyak in that way. Why? Diktani, what's the last line in the Mishnah? Zaklal. Right? Ko shetchilato visofo bidat kosher. Anything that was done in the beginning, bidat. And at the end, bidat is kosher. Velotani koshet chilatov sofo bekashrut kosher. Right? Because for a suma, the problem is not dat. Right? They have that. The problem is vision or being a kosher shliach. So if the problem was that a suma must regain his vision in order to deliver, then the klal at the end of the Mishnah say, whoever is not kosher in the beginning and kosher at the end should not be qualified. The Mishnah does not say that. The Mishnah says whoever has dat in the beginning and dat at the end is qualified. So you see clearly the only person who really needs to regain whatever status he had before is someone who lost his dat in between. A suma who didn't lose his dat but lost his vision would be qualified and he would not need to regain his vision in order to be a kosher shliach, shmamina. So that's a proof for a diok from our Mishnah. So now, boy mine Rabbi Ami. Say yes, Rabbi Ami, Eved, mahu shiase shliach lekabel iget isha miyad bala. Can an Eved, is an Eved qualified to be a shliach, to receive a get for a woman, right, from her husband? So we said that an Ovid Kachavim is not qualified. Now, here they want to know, is an Eved qualified? So Amar Lehu, since in our Mishnah they disqualify a non-Jew, Michlal, you can infer from this the Eved Kosher, that an Eved's fine. I mean, the Mishnah does not enumerate Eved as one of those people who's disqualified from being a Shliach, but in fact that it doesn't tells you that an Eved is Kosher. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. So then we have Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eina Eved Nase Shliach Lekabel Get Isha Miyad Bala. No, an Eved is disqualified from being a shliach for a get. Why? The fish eino b'torat gitin v'kiddushin, because he's not shayach to the parsha of gitin and kiddushin. And since he's not shayach to the parsha of gitin and kiddushin, just like an Ovid Kochavim, he's not qualified to be a shliach for the get. Now, Matki for Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Lazar challenges this position. Taimo b'milsa delete. So you're suggesting that if he is not qualified in this thing, but if he is qualified to do something kasher, then he would be a kasher shliach. Right? So the basic premise is if he can do it, or if he was shayach to the parsha, then he can be the shliach. If he's not qualified, then he can't. So now the Gemara is going to challenge us and say, wait, v'ha ove kochavim, v'ha kuti, if a non-Jew or a kuti, di'itnehu b'torat truma d'nafshayu, they can separate out their own truma. You know, they're mafrish truma. So the Tnan. Right, we have a Mishnah. Hi, Ovid Kochavim Akuti Shitarmu Mishalhem, that took off trumos from their own produce. Trumatam truma. It's a valid truma. Now Rashi says that this is according to the person who says, Ein kinyan leovdei kochavim be'artisol afkia mikdushat maser v'hekdesh. I mean, sorry, maser. That this is according to the opinion that a non-Jew cannot take ownership in Eretz Yisrael. Since he can't take ownership in Eretz Yisrael, the property never leaves Jewish hold, and since it never leaves Jewish hold, it's always chayev in Trumos. Since it's always chayev in Trumos, if the Ovid Chacham himself is mafish to Trumos, then that is why it's good Truma. Tosfos comes up, and this creed says that even according to the one who says that Ovid Chacham can buy the property, we can come up a case where the Ovid Chacham ends up with produce that is Chayiv b'chumas and ma'isros, and that's in a case where either it grew most of the time with the Yisrael, one third of it grew with the Yisrael, and then he sold it to the Ovid Kochavim. So it had already become chayiv in ma'isros prior to the time it was given over to the Ovid Kochavim. So once it becomes chayiv in ma'isros, then if this Ovid Kochavim akuti was mafrish truma, that would be valid truma. And again, because a Ovid Kochavim himself is allowed to be makdish, therefore it works. So same thing over here, meaning that in Eved, for instance, who gets tevel from someone gifts him tevel with in an instance where he says your rebbe, your adon, your master has no rights to it, then that eved, right, is chayiv to be mafish truma because an eved is like an isha. An eved is like an isha and he has to do all mitzvahs like an isha. And an isha has to separate out trumos and maestros before she eats. So to an eved would be required to separate out trumos and maestros. Yet, vitznan. We have a mission that says, Ove kochavim shetaram shel Yisrael, afilu birshut, ein trumato truma. That a non-Jew who separates out truma for Yisrael, even with his direction, meaning even as a shliach for Yisrael, ein trumato truma. Then his truma is not a valid truma. And the assumption is that an eved would be no different than an Ove kochavim. Why? My taima. What's the reason that a non-Jew is disqualified from being a shliach to separate truma for a Jew? Because it says in the pasuk gam atem, gam atem. The pasuk could have just said atem. Instead, it says gam atem by truma. What is gam atem? La rabot shluchachem. To say that even a shliach can do trumos. And then we compare gam to atem. Just the shliach must be like atem. Ma atem Yisrael. Just like you must be a Jew. Avshluchem Yisrael. So too the shliach must be a Jew. So over here, the Ovid Kochavim, right, is disqualified from being a shliach, and so too the Eved would be disqualified because he's not a Yisrael. So based on this, what do you have? You have a case where an Eved is chayiv to be mafris trumos in maestros because he's chayiv in mitzvos like an isha. Yet despite that, he cannot be a shliach to separate off trumos for Yisrael. So your whole premise, what's the premise? That's the premise of Rav Asi and Yochanan, is that if you are qualified to do a mitzvah, you could be a shliach. If you're not shach to the parsha, you're disqualified from doing this mitzvah, then you also can't be a shliach. But we don't see that doesn't work over here. Over here, you see that the Eved's chayiv in trumos, and yet, despite that, he can't be a shliach for Yisrael. So how could that be? So Gemara says, no, you got the limud wrong. That's the problem. Amrei debi, Rabbi Yanai lo, you got the limud wrong. What's the limud of gamatem? Let's do this. Gamatem, ma'atem b'nei brit, apshluchachem b'nei brit. No, it's not that it's just like you are Yisrael, so too your shliach must be Yisrael, but rather, just like you are a b'nei brit, your shliach must be a b'nei brit. What's a b'nei brit? So Rashi says, b'nei brit are mahulim, they have a bris milah, ubao b'brit mitzvot, right? And they must have come into the parsha or the brit, the covenant of mitzvot. So Rashi's points out that in Eved, well, Eved Kanani, when you bring him in to be an Eved Kanani, he's mahul, he gets a milah. And number two is he's shayach to mitzvot. Why? Because Eved ben britu dichtiv michotei veitzecha ad shoev meimecha. And Hashem, when they create the brit at the end of Sefer Devarim, it mentions the chotev eitzecha ad shoev meimecha, who are servants, who are avadim. And it's right that they are included in this brit of the mitzvot. So you see, he is qualified. So an Eved is a ben brit, even though he's not Yisrael. An Ovid Kochavim is neither Yisrael nor a ben brit. Now it works. Now this structure is still in place. An Eved who's chayiv in Chumos, to separate out Chumos and Maestros, also can be a shliach, because he is a ben brit. And therefore the principle that Rav Asi established is still in place, that if you're shayach by a mitzvah, you can be a shliach. If you're not shayach in a mitzvah, you cannot be a shliach. The one thing I'll point out over here, which is interesting, that an Ovi Kochavim is shayach by Chumos, according to this. But yet, he can't be a shliach. The Gemara doesn't ask about a non-Jew. It only asks about an Eved. So what I was thinking, I think that what you have to answer up is that an Ovi Kochavim is not chayav to be mafrish Chumos and Maestros. I mean, an Eved is required to be mafrish Chumos and Maestros because he's shayach by mitzvos like an Isha. But that's not true of an Ovi Kochavim. What the Mishnah says is that if an Ovi Kochavim separates out Chuma, it is good Chuma. But not that he's obligated or chayiv to separate out Chuma. And therefore, since he's not quote-unquote shayach b'mitzvah, because he's not chayiv to make Chumos, then also the fact that he can't be a shliach does not upend this principle that if you're shayach in a mitzvah, then you can be a shliach. If you're not shayach in a mitzvah, you cannot be a shliach. So now, continuing in the Gemara, Amar Rav Chiya ba'avo, Amar Rav Yochanan, Eina eved naseh shliach lekabel get isha miyad bala. So this is the same thing we said above, lefi she'ein betorat gitin v'kidushim. And because he's not shayach to the parsha of Gitin and Kedushin, va'afal pishushanino, even though we have learned hari at shivcha v'veladech ben chorin, if a person says an adon says to his maidservant, your children, whatever your babies, in that imhaita ubrazachtalo, if this baby was in utero at that point in time, then she's zocha for him. Now the Gemara says, ma'im haita ubrazachtalo. What is this? This is like a non sequitur, right? Here you're talking about an Eved can't be a shliach for a get, and then all of a sudden you switched over to shivcha. What's going on in this case? So ki ata Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda Amar Rabbi Yochanan tarte amar. There's two different statements here. Number one is from Rabbi Yochanan. Number one is nirim dvorim she'eved mekabel get lechavero miyad rabo. That an Eved can accept on behalf of another Eved, right, from his master, his get shichra. Allah lo miyad rabo shalo, but he cannot accept it from his own master. Now let's explain. From his own master, he can't accept the get shichro. Say you have two avadim that are shayach to one master. So if the master gives it to, say, Reuven, let's pick better names for them. Let's pick Ploni and Almoni, or two avadim of Reuven. So now Reuven wants to free Ploni, and he gives the get shichro to Almoni. That will not work. Why? Because an Eved is an extension of his master. So therefore, when the master gives the get to Almoni, he hasn't changed possession. It's like giving it from his left hand to his right hand. And since it hasn't changed possession, that Evan cannot be Zocha on behalf of his friend, the other Evan, Ploni, in order to free him. So it won't work. As opposed to that, if it's not his own right Rebbe, meaning if it's not his own Adon, right, then he can accept it. Because since a Eved is Shayach B'Shichrur, meaning he has a Shaychus to the Parsha of being freed, because an Eved can free himself, we'll see that in a second, Shliach Nami Matzehavi, so then he can also be a Shliach with someone else. And the last piece of the puzzle is that an Eved can accept his Get Shichrur on his own behalf. I mean, if a master gives a freedom document to his Eved, we know, Kol Ma Shekana Eved, Kana Rabo. In general, we say whatever an Eved acquires, it goes back to his master. So how here? When he acquires the Get Shichrur, it doesn't automatically go back to his master. So we say there, that what? That Gito V'yado Bayim Ke'echad. His ability to acquire and his Get Shichrur happen simultaneously. Since they happen simultaneously, he gains his freedom at the moment he accepts the Get, and therefore he can, on his own behalf, he can accept the Get Shichrur. So because of that, we actually have three different cases. An Eved can accept on his own behalf his own Get Shichrur. That's number one. So he's shaykh to the Parsha of Shichrur. Number two is he can accept the Get Shichrur for another master's slave. Since he's shaykh to the Parsha, his acceptance will be Zoche on behalf of another slave that belongs to another master. The only thing he can't do is accept on behalf of another slave for the same master. Because then, when he accepts it, he's not changing ownership. There's no ownership change. And when there's no ownership change, he can't be Zoche on behalf of his friend, the other Eved, because it's like the master, again, gave it from his right hand to his left hand, which is not a principle of Zochen, Dom Shalobafanov. So that's the first statement of Yochanan. Vim, based on that, he says, Vim lach shach adam lomar, zuha lachash nuya. Right? And if someone whispers in your ear to say that we have another halacha, which seems to, right, not say that, im haita ubra zachtalo, right? If she had a ubar, then she is zocha of her behalf. So what's this case? This case is a shifcha who's pregnant. She has an ubar inside of her. The master comes to her and says, listen, I'm going to give you the freedom document. Basically, I'm freeing the ubar. And then she accepts to get shifcha on behalf of the ubar. So now what do we have here? We have two slaves that belong to the same master. It's the shifcha and the ubar. And yet the shifcha is accepting on behalf of the ubar to free him. So this seems to undermine the position of Yochanan that one slave cannot accept on behalf of his other friend the slave that are the slaves to the same master. So Amar lo, shnei gdolei ador pershu et hadavar. Two gdolei ador explained how this works by shifcha and why it shouldn't work by anywhere else. And what's that? Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak. These are the two. Chad Amar, the first part of the explanation is Hamani, who's the author of this position? Rabbi he. Damar hamishachrer chatzi avdo kana. Someone who frees half a slave, it works. Kana, that they're able to accept that. You're able to free a portion of a slave. Then Chad Amar, not meaning in opposition, but in addition said, my time at the Rabbi, baha. Right? What is the Rebbe's position here? Kasavar ubar yerach imohu. Then an ubar is an extension of his mother. Venasa kamish yikna la ched me'avera. It's the equivalent of giving her a freedom of a portion of herself. Just like Rebbe said before that you can free a portion of a slave. So it's over here. She's freeing a portion of the slave. Here's a woman. The whole woman is the ubar and the woman. And so it's like freeing a portion of the slave. So just like Rebbe says in other instances, you can free a portion of a slave. So to here he says the ubar is just splitting the woman in half. It means the same woman and just splitting her in half. Suppose that when you have two separate avadim, then one eved can't accept to get shichrur by the other eved if he's an eved to the same master. Because there, you're not freeing half a slave. You're trying to free the whole slave and you're giving it over to the other eved who cannot accept it on his behalf because he's just an extension of his adon. He's just the same ownership as his adon. Okay. Now the next Mishnah. Af Hanashim She'enan Ne'emanot Lomar Meit Bala. There are certain women, five women, who are not qualified to come back and testify that someone's husband passed away. Why? Because we are choshesh, we are worried that these women have a vested interest in causing problems for the woman who they're testifying about. Because they have some sort of beef with her. Because of that, they're not going to tell the truth necessarily. So what? Ne'emanot lavigita. Nevertheless, they are ne'emanot. They are believed to bring her get. So who are these people? Chamuta, her mother-in-law. Ubat chamuta, her sister-in-law. Vitzarata. Tzarata is her co-wife. Viyivimta. Yivimta is her, right, her sister-in-law. But here it's her sister-in-law who's married to her husband's brother. I mean, the woman that if her husband passes away, who will become her tzara, Right, that's Yevimta. Ubat Bala and her stepdaughter. All these people we assume or can assume might have issues with her or might not be so enamored with her. And since they're not so enamored of her, they're not trusted to testify that her husband passed away in order to believe that she can marry to fear from being an akuna, because we worry, we're choshesh, that they have reason to mess her up. But if they bring a get on her behalf, they're believed. Ma ben get lemita. Why is it different? What's the difference between a get and a mita? Shaktav mochiach. Because you actually have the physical get here. I mean, that the writing of the get proves to us that there's something, you know, I mean, there's something to what they're saying. It's not they're just saying something. They actually have a document that backs up their position. Ha'isha atzma meviat mita. A woman herself can bring her own get. But she must make the statement of b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. We actually saw this earlier, right? On Daf Hey, that a woman herself, when she brings her own get, must make the statement of b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. Okay, v'hatanya. We have a brisa. K'shem she'ein ne'emanot lomar meit bala, kach ein ne'emanot avigita. But the brisa says the opposite of our Mishnah. Just like they're not believed to say that her husband passed away, they're also not believed to bring her get. So Amar of Yosef Lokasha, that's not a problem. Kamba Aretz, Kamba Chutz Laaretz. Depends where they're bringing the get from. Ba Aretz, if they're bringing the get in Eretz Yisrael, Talava Dibura Didaka Samchina and Mehemna. Since when they bring the get in Eretz Yisrael, they do not need to say B'fanei Nechtav, B'fanei Nechtam. Therefore, they're doing nothing. What's divorcing the woman? The get, the document that they bring. So it's their statement is not relevant to the divorce here. So therefore, they're believed because they're not doing anything. In Chutz La'aretz, where we need them to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and their statement of b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam makes the get a valid get, then lo mehemna, we're not going to believe them. Because since they are involved in the process of validating the get, we're not going to believe them because they are not ne'emanot in these issues. So Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, Adarabo, it should be just the opposite. If p'chomisabra, the opposite makes more sense, it's logical. Ba'aretz, more in Eretz Yisrael, the atabal me'arer, if the husband comes along and questions the validity of the get, we listen to him. Why? Because we never validated the get. The get in Eretz Yisrael was never validated because it doesn't need to be validated. Because then we can say that in Eretz Yisrael they're trying to mess her up, and since what they're going to do is they're going to bring the get, and then the husband's going to come in me'arer, and it's going to cause problems for her. So leh mehemna, there they won't believe. B'chutz la'aretz, when we come from chutz la'aretz, de'i ati ba'al ma'arer lo mashkechinan bei, if the husband comes and questions the validity of the get, he's not believed. Why? Because they said b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam, and since the get was already vetted and based in and validated, the ba'al no longer has a right to come along and say, what? Be ma'arer on the get, because they said b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. Mehemna, there they should be believed, because once it's established the validity of the get, it's not, they can't mess her up anymore, because the ba'al can't come and question the validity of the get. So Gemara says, Tanya Kavasi de Abaye. We have a brisa that supports the position of Abaye, that when it's brought from Chutz La'aretz, they should be believed, and when it's brought in the Aretz, they should not be believed. Why? The Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Isha ne'emenet lahavi gita. A woman is believed to bring her own get, mikal v'chomer. Uma nashim she'amru chachamim en ne'emanot lomar meit ba'ala. The women who are not believed to say that that a woman's husband passed away, ne'emanot avigita, are believed to bring her get. He, she'ne'emenet lomar meit ba'ala, a woman who is believed to say that her own husband passed away, right? Eno din she'ne'emenet avigita, certainly she should be believed to bring her own get. U'mimakom shebata, right? And you have to learn now from the place that we came. Malahalan srichot shiomru b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam. Just like those women who bring it must say b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam. Afhi, so too the woman who brings her own get must say srichot shiomru b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam. So if we're talking about a case where they must say b'faneinu nechtav b'faneinu nechtam, what are we talking about? We're talking about a case of chutz la'aretz. If we're talking about a case of chutz la'aretz, you see that Rabbi Akiva says in this case that what? That an Isha is, the five women are ne'emanot to bring her gita. So that's like Abaye who says when it comes from Chutz La'aretz, these five women are trusted to bring her get. So Amar Rav Ashi, Asi, Rav Nina, Nami Deko. Our Mishnah is Meduyak, also like Abaye. Why is that? Tektani. Aisha Asma Mevia Gita. A woman can bring her own get. Uvavajhe Tzricha Lomar. As long as she says, B'fanei Nechtav, U'befanei Nechtam. Shma Mina. So that what our Mishnah says, what's the case in our Mishnah? And the continuing the case is where a woman brings her own get, says b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. That implies that the previous case, right, in the Mishnah was what? The previous case in the Mishnah was a case of chutz laretz. And there we said that those women are believed. They're manotes. That sounds like a baye. So now Gemara says, V'Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef, who explained the Mishnah to be a case of Eretz Yisrael, Reisha v'Seifa b'chutz laretz. Now we're going to have is that the Reisha, I mean the Seifa of the Mishnah is this last line, that a woman who brings own get must say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam. Right? And the case before, we were talking about a Summa, right, who couldn't see, who had to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechtam, are talking about cases of chutz laretz. And then mitziyata b'aretz. And then the middle case, according to him, this case where the five women are believed, is talking about Eretz Yisrael. So you have chutz laretz, Eretz Yisrael, and chutz laretz. Seems to be like a, not a consistent flow. Mara says, in. That's the case. Reisha v'seifa b'chutz laretz, mitziyata b'aretz. Mimai. What for, why would Rav Yosef say such a thing? What would push him to say that part of the first part of the Mishnah is chutz laretz, last part of the Mishnah is chutz laretz, and the middle part is Eretz Yisrael? Mirktani, because the Mishnah says, ma ben get l'mita. What's the difference between a get and a mita? Shin kut aktav mochiach. Right? Because the ktav is mochiach. V'loktani shaktav upe mochiach. Right, what's the difference between a get and a mitzvah bala? That's because the Mishnah says the only difference is that we have a get that's written. But that's not true, because that's not true by chutz laretz. By chutz laretz, there's more than just that the fact we have the get. We also have the statement of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. So there are two things that make a get difference when it comes from chutz laretz. Number one, you have the get mochiach. And number two is you have pe mochiach, which is that their statement of b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam makes it different. The fact that the Mishnah only identified one difference between a get and meit bala, which is simply the ktav, that implies that they were not saying b'fanei nechtav u'fanei nechtam. And that's what forced Rav Yosef to say that this middle case in our Mishnah is a case of Eretz Yisrael and not chutz laretz. According to this, what does Abaye do? Why does Abaye, according to Abaye, it should have said also, how does Abaye explain? Abaye explains all three of these Mishnayos, or all three of these cases by chutz laretz. So what does he do with this proof? What does he do with the proof that Rav Yosef has? So Rashi says, "Labai lo yitzrich lemite k'ktav upeh tahachimashma," because that's exactly what the Mishnah is talking about. Ma ben ped get. What's the difference between the statement of a get, leped de misa, and the statement of misa? What's the statement of misa? Meis bala. What's the statement of a get? What do you mean? I mean, if you're comparing meit bala, what's the option by get? What is she saying? Must be she's saying b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam ela shaktav mochiach. Difference between the statement by get and the statement by Beit Bala is that you have a get, and the get makes a difference between those two different statements. So implicit in the question is the statement according to Abaye, and therefore the Mishnah doesn't explicitly need to address the statement part. Rav Yosef says no, that the fact that it leaves out the fact that that's a difference between them means that it's not there, and if it's not there, that proves that the middle case is talking about a case of Eretz Yisrael and not Chutz Laretz. Okay, we'll stop there.